My name is Charles Sichel, speaking from my home property, Château Englutey in France, located in the Bordeaux region, and more precisely, the Margaux appellation, 30 kilometres north of the city of Bordeaux. To set the scene, the origins of the property go back to 1150, and over the following 811 years, we'll go through the highs and lows of the various areas, to include the 100-year war with the Brits, the French Revolution, two world wars, to name but a few. In 1961, we became the seventh owners of this vineyard, where vines have been grown since at least 758. 59 years ago, in 1961, when we bought the property, a little over 6 hectares of the 35 hectares of vines had survived the famous 1956 frost. The massive task of replanting in the vineyard and restoring the property to its former glory begun. It's in a single plot of a total of 81 hectares, of which 50 hectares of fields and woodlands, surrounding 31 hectares of vines exclusively under the Margaux AOC. The soil is made up of fine gravel on sand and limestone, making it extremely poor and, frankly, no good for anything other than growing the best vines, which have to work hard to dig deep to find nourishment. The climate is maritime, coming off the nearby Atlantic Ocean, which is some 30 kilometres to the west. So the weather is variable, making every year a new and exciting challenge, with every vintage its own style. The soil and weather, I've just explained, can be summarised in a single word, namely terroir. Englutey, though surrounded by famous Cru Classé, didn't make the cut in 1855 classification, as the then owner, a certain Pierre Legras, had divided up the vineyard amongst his four heirs, who decided to all go off in their own direction and make their own Château Englutey, which was not great to fit into the classification guidelines. Today, the vineyard is planted with 46% Cabernet Sauvignon, 41% Merlot, and 13% Petit Verdot. We're convinced that the potential of the grapes will be better expressed from the vines that grow on a soil that is alive. There are other forces still to fully understand and solicit, not least the cosmic power, which is also a great contributor. You will have guessed that our viticulture at Englutey is 100% biodynamic. The winemaking is classic, in a mix of concrete and stainless steel vats, aging in oak barrels, and recently added some 44 750-litre amphoras, which helps maintain balance and intense subtlety we work hard to have in the grapes reflected in the wines. I hope you enjoy the wines of Englutey, and if you're ever passing our way, we would love to show you around. Santé.